Blog Talk Radio. everybody's gotta straighten out something sometimes. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, engaged, or shacking. You gotta straighten out something every now and then. But I want you to think about all the times that you've heard somebody say, let's straighten it out. Think about it. And I guarantee you that most of the time, it was a man who said it. Now, the reason why I say that is, well, let's face it, most of the time, it's a man who makes it crooked in the first place. Ah, we don't mean no harm. That's just the way we are. Sometimes we do have a tendency to sort of take you for granted, don't we? Always acting like we don't understand some things. But I believe a woman feels things deeper than a man. I don't care what nobody says. I believe a woman loves stronger than a man. Because you see, sometimes we just don't seem to understand. I know because, you see, I'm speaking from experience. Because I came home one day and my woman was just going all around the house not having very much to say. And I was kind of puzzled. I didn't know what to do. So I looked her straight in the eye and I said, sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me.
Oh.
Tell me what's on
your mind.
Don't you keep on telling me everything's okay. 'Cause if it wasn't, you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, baby. Sitting around pouting all day long. Now how
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions video show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth can be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Ugh.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing.
Hello, grudge world. Hello, race world. Hello, each and everybody that's on the show tonight. I want to say hello to everybody. God bless. Hope that each and everybody is well and swell. Thing that I wanted to start off saying is that we're looking forward to each and everyone to participate on the 17th, the 16th and the 17th, which is next weekend. Come in, have some fun, enjoy yourselves, and we are prepared. And we have made preparations to be able to satisfy the fans as well as the racers. Brother Leroy, which is the head of the Clocks Off organization, he has put a lot of good things together. Brother Eddie has also been a great assistance to helping put things together. You know, and we want each and everybody to come in and enjoy themselves. I really want to name the show, but I didn't name the show, but I really wanted to name the show When the Tailgate Drops, the Bullshit Stop. But since I didn't get a chance to name it that, that's what we're hoping that it turns out to be, because there's been a lot of preparations made, and we want to get the racing going good back in the Midwest so we can bring it back to Chicago status that we've had for so many years. And, you know, just wanted to be a good turnout for you all to come and enjoy yourselves and sit back and watch some good racing. Brother Eddie has some programs that's going on. I think that it's going to be a good one. You know, it's just my anticipation. I can't say what it's going to be and how it's going to be, but I think it's going to be a good one. But the most important thing about it is that we need each other's cooperation, you know. So with that being said, I was wondering, did we have any hands up, Eddie, or did we have Brother Kid or anybody on the show already?
Yeah, we got people on the show with no hands up yet. They were just listening to you do your intro. They'll probably be coming in soon, but until they come in, I just wanted to say that Brother Leroy and Brother Sam is taking a big chance to give this kind of event up this way. We hoping people, it's just like throwing your fish in the water, your hook in the water trying to catch a fish. We hoping people come in and utilize what we're doing with the shootouts and everything. Because if they don't, this can cost them a lot of money, you know, to try to put this kind of stuff up. and pay out that kind of money, and the people don't come and participate and try to enjoy it. So we're hoping everybody come out and support and try to enjoy themselves, and hope we see a lot of racing. We got three shootouts for the 2005 and better. Then we got two shootouts, which is the 29s and under, modified cars, small tire basically. Well, you know, really don't say small tire, but stock suspension style cars. You know, ain't none of them stock suspension, but you know what I mean. But then we got the daily drivers, you know, where you can't have, you got to have full interior, you got to have exhaust, no cage, and stuff like that. We try to make it where if a person wanted to take a chance by not having anything they need, then that's on them. But we're trying to keep it where that everybody can have some kind of fun, some kind of event to get into. And then the main thing, we having our shootouts. Let me see if I can do good on trying to name some of them. We know Three Lugs supposed to be locked in with that boy from Michigan. He called him, I believe, Hootie or something like that. The one we forgot to talk about last night is Jeremiah. Still supposed to have a lock-in. I guess that lock-in is still living. Then on the Friday night show, we had a lock-in with Eric and Mike. I believe that's his name. With the white Mustang, whatever his name is. And we know Terrio is supposed to be racing hold on, y'all. Hold on, Uncle Larry.
Sure. Jack Ball.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Jack Ball. Hold on, Luke.
Yeah, Jack. Y'all be patient. Hold on. Got a little something. Trying to get straight. Other than that, that's all about that, you know. Brother Kid, are you on the show, Brother Kid? If you are, raise your hand, Brother Kid. You back, brother? Yet?
What's up, Larry?
I don't know, like. He said that he was doing something or something. He said he'd be right back, but you know, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Yep. What you got going on?
Is it a baseball game?
Baseball game.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, bro, we're trying to do something a little different, bro, kid.
Yep.
Trying to get those people something to look at all day, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, barbecue time is fine. Family hour and all that stuff is fine, too, but we want to give the people what they want, you know. And
yeah.
You know, the Midwest has been missing out on a lot of the quicker cars and so far and so on and stuff And we're trying to bring it back to give them something, too, you know, instead of just, you know, taking everything away from them, you know. So the fans,
yeah.
To me, in my opinion, the fans are very important.
Oh, yeah.
Always have been. Always have been. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, kid. You've been a fan for a long time. You want to enjoy yourself too, don't you?
Shit, without the fans, you can't keep the lights on.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So, we're trying to bring it back, man. See if we can build it back up to where it need to be by producing the action that a lot of them is looking for, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. That's why I said what I said, kid, when the tailgate drop, the bullshit stop. You know?
Oh, yeah, you got a point there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got the shit
drop.
Or get off the pot.
That's right.
Shit or get off the pot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt about it. Yeah, I don't know what happened with Brother Eddie. Yeah, went to take care of something. Something happened some kind of way or another. But I know the show is on because you on. You know,
yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, they didn't put together what the people want. And they didn't put together what the racists need. So, only thing we can do is see what's going to happen. And if we have to add some more or whatever the case is, Brother Leroy is willing to do whatever he got to do because he said that he wanted to bring the racism back to the Great Midwest. You know, not taking it away from nobody as far as what they want to do is concerned, travel or what. But we want to have good events right along with everybody else having good events. We don't want to let them have great events and we have foul events. You know, that ain't worth nothing to the Midwest.
Nope.
Yeah. Because, see, the whole nut of the shell is this, kid. No matter where you go, you're representing. And the reason I say that, a lot of folks may not be intended to represent, but they're representing because wherever they go to, that's not where they're from. And the people know that's not where they're from. And a lot of them ask, where that car come from? Or that car come from Texas. Or where that car come from? It come from Chicago. Where that car come from? It come from Michigan. So you got a tag on you either way. It's one you can't get away from. You know, and me, I call that representation because, you know, if you're from somewhere different and you're going somewhere else, you can't be doing nothing. But representing, because the first thing they're going to say, that car from Chicago, you know, whatever. You know, so the thing is just to go head on and make it be about what it is. You know, the whole scenario is about racing, period. It's going to be some little BS talking and so far and so on, because, you know, a lot of people got that in the game, but we don't want that to over exceed the whole purpose. You know?
Yeah, well, gonna be some damn good weather, so there should be no problem getting to the track or whatever.
Mm-mm. I'm back, y'all.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, kid, guess what?
Yeah, what up, Ed?
I ain't getting no visitors today.
You didn't get no visitors?
I ain't getting no visitor today. Remember last night told me that I'd be right by after the film.
In other words, you trying to tell me Chuck didn't come by to see you?
No, this nigga ain't come by, man. He's just capping.
Oh, no, not the paper cap.
Yep. Yeah, he just capping, man. I had my wife on standby to get ready to run to the bank for me and everything, and I'm glad I didn't have to go, man. Because he was just capping, man. Well, see, I knew he was capping when he threw that amount of money up there. Don't take all that, man, to lock in.
See, that ain't like Chuck. You know, I've been knowing Chuck since he was a shouting.
Yeah, I've been knowing Chuck a long time, too, you know, but a duck is a duck, man. It's just certain people make you quack. Yeah.
I guess you got a point there.
Yeah, some people going to make you quack, man. Quack, 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 quack. You heard me talking to him last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't worried about it, man. If he come to the track, we be at the track, yeah, you know, we can do something. It don't take all that for two people to race, man, if they really want to race.
Yep, in other words, if he show up at the track, you're going to scar his ass up, huh? What you saying?
You go, hey, kid, he going to make sure come off mute. That's what he going to do. He's just not going to stop. I told Big Ed. I just won't listen to him, man. I came quack, 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 quack. Okay. Chuck going to come here and rap for him in a few minutes. He's going to make sure come in here and rap for him, boy. Yeah, won't leave him alone. Listen to him. Quack, quack. What's your goal?
I just had to make a report, D, that he didn't come by today. That's all, man. That's all.
You know Chuck ain't going to take that. Not laying down, he not. No, Chuck is not going to take that. And he just rubbing
well,
it in.
We'd be out there on the
17,
man. We'd be out there on the 17. If he want to ball his fists up tight, he can ball them up on the 17.
He can ball them up?
Yes, sir, and may the best man win. That's all I can say.
Listen, you hear me? Kids, you hear, right? Now, when
Chuck
come on here, he just won't quit. He will not stop. I talked to Big Eddie. I talked to him. I cannot make him see. Man, Chuck is not going to take that.
And I ain't need no water, Eddie. I ain't got no life support I can give you.
Hey, you know this time of year, you know he had a couple of them millers too. You know he had a couple of them this time of day. It's old. Mm-hmm. It's old and popping at the show. He done popped him a couple of cans. Man, Chuck going to get righteous in a minute.
I know how to move out the way, though, Brother D. I know how to get out the way.
Okay.
I go on mute on his ass.
Not on mute.
Yeah, well, you're going to go on mute over there.
Muted. I be muted like a motherfucker.
Well, Eddie, maybe if you put that call on, Eddie, you might be able to call him up.
Well, he's probably out on the water tonight, Uncle Larry. You know, it's a nice night, beautiful night, and they've been spending a lot of time on that water. You know, most ducks like the water, so I ain't going to bother them, man.
Okay. Oh, yeah, well. Eddie, did Brother Vic get him a relock in?
No, I don't think Vic got a lock in yet.
Jeremiah
said he don't want none of Vic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said he got that big 500.
He good. Yeah. I'm going to have to inquire about that now. I thought he wanted to run Vic.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Who wouldn't have been quiet about that, man? They don't want to run Vic. Why are they ducking Vic now?
I don't know, man. Vic said he ready. Vic said he ready. But I'm pretty sure he'll find him a shell code out there. He will be there.
I'm gonna tell you, Big Ed, I'm trying to find out where Chuck is. Because I know there's no way possible for Chuck to be anywhere close to a phone. saying, hearing what you're saying.
I guarantee you.
I heard you
said
last
tonight.
Night he's going to come by there. Now, you said he didn't
yeah,
come.
He said it. No,
you
he
got to
get
think right
hard
address?
And long about that. Yeah, he got the address, man. He's been
you
over there several times.
You got the right address, man.
Yeah, man, he got the right address, but his GPS
by now. You didn't tell Chuck he was moving, did you?
I can't move nowhere.
Something is not right for Chuck now because
Chuck is smarter than y'all think, Brother D. Chuck is smarter than y'all think.
Oh, Lord, that's what he was again.
Yeah, he might pop a lot of tabs and he might look dumb, but he ain't dumb.
Kid, you hear right, kid?
Yes, sir, I hear him.
He's about it by myself now when he come in
yep.
here.
Chuck can talk to me any night on a Friday or a Saturday. The offices are open from 8 until Friday
until
and Saturday.
Yeah. And for the people that's on the show, each and every one of you all, next Saturday, there will be no Clocks Off production next Saturday. Now, Friday, I can't say that, but that would be something that Brother Eddie would have to set for Saturday. Everybody would be at the track, so there's no need to have a show. So, you know, I'm just hoping all you all are willing and able to go and participate and go sit back and enjoy yourselves 100%. If it don't be 100, let it at least be pretty close to it. So I wanted to make that announcement ahead of time so everybody, you know, would be aware.
There will be a show next Friday night to give anybody who wants the opportunity to make a last-minute call out. We definitely will be open for Friday night. If we don't get no participation, we're just going to close them down early. That's all. But I will give you an opportunity to come looking for somebody.
Yeah. Hey, Brother D.
Yeah.
Brother,
I'm here, Uncle Larry. I'm here. They have some fireworks going on, so I went on mute, but I'm here.
I'm trying to tell you on a national show. I'm sorry. Next time I listen to you, man. Yes, it be. Yeah. Hey, Eric.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brother D said you weren't gonna hear no quacking today. So he was right. I thought it would be different. That's why, like I tell you, that's why I waited until such a late time today to even trying to call back and communicate.
Yeah, it wasn't no quacking.
I'm not always right. I'm just never wrong.
Yeah.
What you watching? You say you watching the fight, D?
No, actually, I'm out chasing food.
Uh-oh.
I'm food chasing.
Uh-oh, we got a hand up, y'all.
Uh-oh. Come on in and talk to us. Come on, talk to us.
Hey, Uncle Larry, next time you call me and don't call me back, man, you gonna get it on, Jack. And
okay, next time I call you back, because I ain't in no shape to get it on.
That church on the move, man. We ain't finna do all this yelling and talking with you. You don't even do this shit.
Yeah. I surely didn't call back. I got the calling around and can't on it. I'll try to catch the first thing smoking.
Make sure next time you call back, because if not, it's gonna be some furniture moving around this bitch.
Okay, I got you. Do you have any room for forgiveness?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, I ain't gonna call then, cause I know you ain't gonna forgive me.
Ain't no strain on my crane.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Hey, Kit. Brother Kit.
What up, Larry?
Who you like between Jack Ball and Terrio?
Tell you the truth. I don't want to be one of them. I ain't seen Jack Ball run.
Man.
Seen Terrio make one pass.
And you ain't seen Jack Ball make no pass, huh?
Nope.
Jack
Ball. Don't know anything about the car.
Okay. Wow. Well, I know it's a couple other people I heard say they were going to make their lock-ins on the premises. So.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. They got plenty of room.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, kid. But, you know, every coin got two sides to it. If a joker really want to lock in,
right.
Well, you got to wait. What you waiting on? Hoping the next guy break so you can holler?
You're right about that.
It's just another side. See, if this was old school racing, I'd say, yeah, they on the premises. But this is a new game. This is a new era. That's what you got to play in. If a joker truly saying he's waiting to see you at the track, he really, I mean, don't have to be, but, you know, you make me lean towards you hoping I break, then you go hoop and holler. You just going to lock me in, man.
Well, then, you've been around the racing scene. Larry's been out around the racing scene. I've been around the racing scene. You know what time it is.
Wow.
It was not in no big hurry. Yeah.
Nope.
Like Uncle Larry said, when you...
We couldn't hear you, D. You cut out. Well, D. Must have dropped. Hey, Brother Eddie.
I hung myself up, Uncle Larry. Laid the phone down and hit the wrong way.
Yeah.
I hit the wrong way. Knocked myself out of there. Who the preacher boy got locked in that race? I know he got somebody locked in, huh? Oh, he got Anthony. Preacher boy Anthony's locked in. Yeah, Anthony, yeah. That's who he got locked in, him and Anthony.
And you got that boy locked in from that boy Cootie from Detroit. The boy Cootie from Detroit.
Right, right.
Cootie, he got three locked in. Preacher boy got Anthony locked in.
Oh, okay.
Preacher boy got locked in. Anthony, yeah.
And your mouth was that Anthony locked in too.
I don't know who Jeremiah. I'm gonna get anyone who Jeremiah have anybody locked in now.
Say that again, Big Eddie.
I thought Jeremiah Anthony supposed to be locking in too, but I heard that today that they supposed to be locked in. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Did you hear the weather report about it's supposed to snow tomorrow or something or what?
Hey, boy, you better be cool, kid. Jeremiah might be on this motherfucker now. See, Javon Chuck might be on here. Jeremiah sometime be lurking. You better be careful.
Yeah, shit. Well, did you hear snow tomorrow?
Ain't nothing wrong with
yeah.
that.
Kids, they don't need to be on the line. They need to be trying to put them dimes together. You know, they don't need to be on the line lurking, hiding in the background.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be trying to mix them dimes together and let you know they're going to raise. Let me know that they really going to raise.
I'm bringing a can of Raid with me, and I'm going to spray them bushes. See what's over in there.
Oh, man.
Hey, come on by there.
Yeah.
Race a week away. Let Terry lock him money in and see. Let Terry lock him money in and see how the action be. You gonna know he got him locked in.
Oh, he gonna talk about it all the way up to Saturday.
Terry got Jackson locked in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry Jackson locked in.
You know, Chicken Man bought none.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to beat him because he's definitely trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Jackball. As Kimo said, Jackball.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
As Kimo man, that's Jackball. Kimo could be standing next to the man, would have a clue what he looked like. Jackball.
Mm-mm. I don't think Kimo never even been to 41.
I think Kimo been there one time. Yeah, I think I seen him one time, kid.
Yeah.
I know Lil Will been there now. Lil Will been to 41.
Yeah, Lil Will was there a few years ago.
Yeah.
Came. I think Kimo been there one time.
I heard somebody say he came there and that's when he still had his car. So that's been, 15 years ago or more?
22,
oh, man.
Yeah, who counted it? It's only 22.
That's all.
Gas was a quarter a gallon last time Kimo had a car. Race car.
Lord, how much?
And that was at the high station. So, catch gas on sale for 17 cents a gallon. Man, thank you, more to come, man.
Man. Yeah, well, we hoping for success, man. I hope the people come out and support. They sticking their neck out for them.
Mm-hmm.
It can grow. Everybody cooperate.
Well, like I said, they couldn't ask for no better weather from what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. How hot is it supposed to be, kid?
Somewhere in the mid-80s.
Yeah. That ain't too bad at all. I don't know out there in that sun, all if you don't have the sun hitting, that could be pretty uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Better bring you up, like the old folks say, a parasol.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying my best to get out there, kid, with my electric wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
If the people don't renege on me.
You ain't got no nitrous on it, do you?
Man, Johnny Wild got that motherfucker wired up, boy.
Oh, man.
His brother. Yeah, his brother won't work on the wheelchair. Donnie Wild. I got 3-4 switches on that motherfucker. Ready to turn on. Thanks, Donnie Wire. Had to give a shout out to my man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Jack Ball.
I wonder where we'll keep on them at tonight, man.
Uh-huh.
I wonder where we'll keep on at tonight. Him and the rest of them boys.
I thought I heard Chemo.
Nah, you ain't heard Chemo.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be Run Out Trigger Man's Soul last night, didn't
it? Yeah,
who did that, man?
They ran out Trigger Man's Soul. They ran out of soul, baby.
Get out of here, man.
Trigger Man
had
his ass
man
blowed
was bragging.
Out. Where Leroy is, I blow his ass out. What's up?
Oh, goddamn.
Damn.
Damn.
Leroy, I blew his ass out. What's up?
Come on, sir. You got back off, Leroy. I'm going to have to step up for him, man.
Hey, man. Hey, you got to learn how to handle yourself, man, you know? They say you green and you in. You know?
Oh, shit.
You speaking up, talking shit, and get out, goddamn. You need
man,
no
man, it sound like I heard... Sound like I heard Brother Dre out of Texas.
Hey, mm-hmm. You talking about that goddamn
trigger
man got his ass blowed out.
Yeah, that he did.
Man.
That he did.
They say he got gout. I said, damn.
That he did. That he did.
My little block. Come on, man. Tell me that.
He got gout Thursday night, too.
Well, get out of here, man. Not all the talking he was doing, man. She was calling Tony Bynum and the world out.
Yeah, well, he can stop calling folks out now. Look, that black Camaro over there. Get the name of the goddamn gold something.
Gold digger?
No, it ain't gold digger.
The car called Black Gold. Black Gold. That's what
they call
They put some blackness on some gold. They call it Black Gold. God almighty. Y'all tripping. I got me a white girl. Some white girl over here. What you gonna do, baby? No, you ain't talking about nothing.
How'd they run, boy? Did they run head up?
I don't know. This is what I heard. How'd they run, Drake? Say, Drake.
He's making no
Drake went out to the pasture, didn't he?
Oh,
yeah.
God,
yeah, he did. He sure did.
My.
Damn, Shawty, I saw a super today. I saw a super today.
Yeah, that shit probably was paid for. They spent the bag in it, you know.
Yeah, that little son of a bitch was rough.
Different than mine, man.
Price should be on now. Let me go back to it.
Listen to Jeremiah. I
want to
find out what
he's
doing.
Hold on. Oh, man, not the Jeremiah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find him here.
Wow.
He's getting,
you know,
he's getting close to race day.
See, when they're talking about trash before the race, you know, you really should be backing up the week of.
Hey. It's getting close to race day, D. They trying to back out the back door.
Not back out the back.
They
got the back door.
They trying to back out the back door while ain't nobody looking.
That's sad. You go out the back door and man on the run the eighth. They gonna make sure they got.
They say somebody got ran over. The helicopter had to come at Milan today.
And Milo?
Oh, man.
On the starting line. Somebody went back and ran over somebody.
Oh, well, they'll be all right.
They'll be all right, kid.
They'll be all right. I bet if they survive, they'll stand on the side next time or behind the wall.
Valuable lesson, kid. Valuable lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, kid, we laugh and joke, but in all honesty, I cannot for the life of me understand why they got to go up there and crowd all
man,
that between the cars.
Man, I'm going to tell you,
I
don't understand it.
Understand that for nothing.
They just don't know what one of them cars can do if it breaks an axle.
I think they know, kid. I think they just too illiterate to care. They just don't have any care sense in them.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't for the life of me understand why. You know, it's bad enough that you crowd around the car, but then they go all in between the cars.
All in between the cars. And then what if you fool around and get stuck? What if you fool around and get stuck when the car backing up? What you going to do, bend down and untie your shoes or whatever and get out of them?
That's just like stepping out in front of the cars.
Yep.
Lose that joking. Start coming at you and you freeze. You don't know where to go. It's just, that's crazy.
There's one thing about
it.
You can't react fast enough to get out. Yeah.
Get in front of that car. Even when we was on the street racing, we had enough sense to get behind the car.
You stay behind, at least behind the starting line.
We'd get behind the starting line.
Well, I don't seen it happen. I don't seen it happen, D, where one of them axles break. And goddamn it,
about
two or three people up there at Rockford.
So Ballhead said they had the Elvis, but that wasn't Kimo car up there, was it? That wasn't a Mr. car up there, was it?
No, oh, man.
Yeah, we're talking about the safety at 41. What was there then?
Mm-hmm.
My.
You know, we had did several shows asking people to step back, to get back from the starting line, because we had seen a nitrous explosion, and when it was over with, there wasn't no front end on the car at all, period. So it's just dangerous. It don't cost you nothing to get back.
Yeah, look what happened out there.
You just won't learn. Until they have to pay a price, they just won't learn.
Yeah. And then when that balancer came off of that car,
yeah,
messed
that's
up
what
oil.
I'm talking about.
Man, I thought that, yes, sir, that I thought they would learn from that, you know. Just gotta be careful. You don't see the race.
Yeah. And that's it right there, Uncle Larry. They crowd around in line. They can't even see what's going on.
Yeah. Can't see nothing but the
heck off. Front can see. Back in front. Well, if you go by them bridges, you see everything. Oh, you know, just sit on the first two people. I guarantee you're going to see everything that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you're getting good and you hear a mink in his pocket a couple of times, he's going to follow you wherever you go.
Huh. Man, I sure hate to hear that.
Lord have mercy. These motherfuckers are doing some of the dumbest shit in Chicago that I have ever seen in my life. Motherfucker going, I guess. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting ready to talk about. They shooting at a motherfucking car in a funeral, goddamn it, going through Oak Park. Man, you motherfuckers know y'all stupid. Man, like Olsen said, they strictly bad actors.
Strictly bad acting, nigga.
Y'all gonna pull up beside a car that you think might be in the funeral profession and go to shooting at it.
Mm-hmm. Bad acting, kid. Y'all do
man.
It. Need some corrector talk. Like C-Dub, need to give him some corrector talk.
I'm telling you.
I go by 59th and Ashland practically every day. And just good thing I didn't work early Wednesday. I went in late. They tell me they had them crossfire right there on the corner. Say the police right there. The police never pulled their gun out.
Well, you know the police station right down the street. What is that, 75th or 76th in the house or whatever? Man,
it's going right there on 63rd and Loomis. The police
yep.
Station right there on 63rd and Loomis, right around the corner. I see the gentleman shooting across the police car one day, don't care, right there off of Vincennes and 79th. Dude hit the car and rolled across the hood of the police car. I'm sitting up in my truck, so I'm looking down. I know your police. He sued and booted. I see his radio working and everything. A man rolled across the hood of his car, and the police and the light changed. The police cruising off. I guess he said, you better stay down on this side now. You get in the car protection, because I just say, do that. Then attempt to get out. Man, so I'm trying to make it home, too.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
This is
wow.
Crazy.
They didn't put the, hey, kid, they didn't put the race cars up and pull their pistols out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to say they got a solution for them Friday and Saturday. They can race it. They can start back to racing. They can leave the guns at home and come on and drag race. Tell them, I'm glad to say they can leave the guns at home. Just come race.
Huh. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's crazy out here, man.
Yeah.
The preacher wouldn't have had him a birthday celebration at the track, huh?
Yeah, Thursday night.
Yeah,
they had quite a bit of a spread there.
Yeah.
You didn't get a little word now, though, kid. It's, man, it's 9:07, and Chuck hasn't chimed in yet.
Yeah, Chuck, shit. I don't know where in the hell Chuck might be at tonight.
It's 9:07, though. I mean, the guns were drawn last night.
Yep.
They were supposed to lock in today.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think Big Ed and paid Chuck not to come on tonight.
I know. You know how that go now. You know how that go.
Come on, man. Something ain't right here.
Yep.
What's wrong with him? Something ain't right here.
I don't know.
He might jump. Camilla.
Now, I thought this was the main event. This ain't the main event.
Goddamn, Eddie. Your buddy done kicked the bucket. The Unabomber.
Yeah,
it was 81, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unconscious, huh?
Well, he taught me enough before he died that I can blow Chuck ass out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, man. You still on that?
Hey, Shorty. Shorty.
Yeah.
You ain't out there near Matson, are you?
Was out there. I was out in University Park.
In that
oh, okay. You didn't have them getting all that cash out of them two dudes out there robbing the bank in Matson, did you? You wasn't one of them, was you? They had on hoodies and shit.
Oh, no. Where did Matson? What bank?
I don't know.
Was
I didn't. I didn't catch all of it.
I ain't know there was a bank out there. Damn, they just when they robbed the motherfucker.
Shit, around by maybe one this afternoon.
Oh no, I was at Helmer funeral.
Oh, okay then. All right then. In other words, you got an alibi.
Yeah. Yeah, I got an alibi.
Okay, all
right. I was at the funeral.
Okay then.
They got me on camera, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Damn, them motherfuckers bold, man. They need that money, man.
Yeah, well, they got a bad motherfucker looking for them. The FBI.
What's up?
Did you see the one where the guy went to meet the man in the body car, and then upped him and shot him, and broke the run and shot him in the chest?
Man, I'm telling you, man.
Man, got set up trying to buy a car.
God Almighty.
Yeah. That's a crying shame. Well, you got to be careful who you just sell your car to now. Man, call this a man being picked a mutual, you know, neutral spot. Well,
yeah.
You got to up there on the shot.
Can't sell it no more. You got to keep your car. Keep them left. Tell them to the dealer. Let's see.
They better keep it, ain't they?
Yeah. We'll keep it running into the ground, baby. God Almighty.
Thanks anyway. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
well, Ariana, they got the ladder.
You was going on again?
Oh, no, they tell me
you trying to pull Leroy's head off, Skin. Why are you trying to pull Leroy's head off?
I had to get him.
Because he was talking jazz, you know?
Oh,
talking jazz. He got to go on show me now.
You better go sit down somewhere. Yeah, I'm gonna tell him to go sit down somewhere. Though, you know, I'm gonna make him be quiet.
Yeah, you know, somebody put him on the phone. You know, I was telling the old story about about when I had whipped him. I whipped him last, and he didn't come out with his car. He come out new. Shorty, I whipped you before that for over 10,000. Okay. Whoop me now, goddammit.
Yeah. Wow.
Whoop my ass now. Tap my ass up now. I'm going to get to him now.
Right now.
With the regular car. Yeah, with the regular car like he did before. He told me,
oh, man.
I went and bought that Trailblazer and tore his ass up. I ain't seen that charger since.
Oh, man.
I retired that motherfucker, Uncle Larry. You see what I'm saying, baby? Now, since he come out the bushes, I want to see it. Where is that? I want to see that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I want to take Kamala ass and see that motherfucker.
Oh, man. Not Kamala.
Yeah, I want to get the vice president. I want to see that motherfucker.
Ooh-wee.
I want her to show me what she working with.
Wow.
They was coming out with the Cadillac. Uncle Larry going to drive. We ain't seen that shit. Come on. I don't want to hear it. Get up, y'all.
I don't want
to run you with that, Uncle Larry. I just want to see you swing that motherfucker.
Wow.
They got them charges. I'm going to tell Leroy ass up and get my ass tore up. Yeah, well. He ain't got long to do it. Tell him the clock is ticking, goddammit. Tell him I said that. If he ain't
tell him you
home,
said.
He hit me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the motherfucking clock is ticking, tick, tock.
Shorty.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Shorty, what you?
Yeah.
Shorty, what you think about them Teslas?
I like them. Shit, I wish I could afford one.
I saw one of them motherfuckers today, too. That's how much was quick.
Oh, yeah, I don't want none of that. I can't whip that motherfucker. I can't whip that motherfucker no way, no how.
That goddamn 9-volt was hustling.
Yeah, that motherfucker did something nasty. He can get on about it or not.
Yes, he did.
Motherfucking head get on about it and go. That motherfucker scoot like that.
They got their vets.
He got one.
Hey,
that motherfucker just get up and go.
They got their vet still looking for him.
Jeez. Hey, that son of a bitch ain't going to shoot him. Damn, get that mama going to go, yay!
Yes, sir. Them nine votes were working.
She told him. That mama going to get to working, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He got the work cut out fucking with that thing.
Yeah.
What was it when you saw that clip?
Oh, 41.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I should have went to old 41 today, but no, I had some other things to do. I couldn't make it. Couldn't make it. Yeah, I couldn't make it up, y'all. Eddie, you gonna have that goddamn mud bone at the track Saturday or what?
Oh, man.
Hello?
Big Ed.
Well, Ed. What's going on, fella?
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, man? I just got on the show. I've been over here feeling like a villain, gallon. And I was trying to make a phone call back, and I got to y'all. How y'all doing?
All right. How you doing, preacher?
I'm hoping I'm drunk. I didn't check my Richter scale yet. I should be close to being drunk.
Preach, did you have a lot?
Yeah, it's time to get a call this time of night. You know it's calling at the Port Arthur Larry Show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Larry. How you doing?
How
I
you
called my
now?
Brother D, because Bud's proud of my family, so I was just calling back. But since I'm on the show, how y'all doing? I was over talking with Kevin Wesley, you know,
what up, preach?
Talking about drag racing and gambling. How you doing? Who was that talking to me? How everybody doing?
All good. I'm all good.
What
preach.
Up, man?
What up? What up, Eddie?
What up, preacher boy?
On your show, Eddie, they said somebody was on your show calling my name.
What?
Eddie. They said somebody was calling your name on my calling my name on your show talking about when they whoop whoever they gonna race, they gonna whoop me next. Eddie, let me tell you.
I
ain't
hear that, preacher boy. I know I heard some stuff on Sam's show Thursday night, but last night you was on the show and wasn't much said about you were doing a lot of talking
was,
too.
I'm sorry. I was drunk.
Yeah, it
Eddie,
had to be Thursday.
I
know one thing. Eddie, that goddamn liquor, powerful drug. I know that.
Eddie, if
that's
I
all,
say
man.
Disrespectful, hold on. Everybody on the show. Eddie, if I say anything disrespectful on your show, I'm sorry, because I was drunk.
You
did.
You did. You did.
If I say anything disrespectful,
well,
I'm sorry. I had
no,
fun last night. I was drunk.
That liquor, powerful drug, any kid.
That's you. Is that Shorty? Is that Shorty?
That be me.
Yeah.
That be me.
Hey, Shorty. I've been meaning to call you to tell you I love you. I'm sorry. And you have been telling me how to stay out of trouble. You know, God had to come to me in a vision to tell me you was right. And I'm telling you, you was right. You saved me for a lot of shit that go on. And I don't want you throwing this in my face. I don't want you throwing this in my face. But I'm telling you, on whatever y'all call it, national radio, everything, you try to teach me to shut the fuck up, to stay out of bullshit. I hate arguing with you. It's just that you don't never set up, and I try to rebel. But some shit, you be 100% right. He's 100% right, sir. And all I'm not going to say what it is and what it's about. I apologize.
Yeah, well.
Thank you. Okay? And then I'm going to tell you on top of that, I love you.
Okay? Damn, preacher, I'm finna cry.
Don't cry.
Don't
I don't want
push.
You to cry.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
don't
cry. Let me
hear
you cry,
son.
Man. Let me
hear
you cry.
We ain't on that Gaylord shit. I'm just telling you, I appreciate the shit you do for me. Okay? I don't know what I said last night, but it had to be the truth because I woke up this morning and didn't even remember it. And I hope I wasn't disrespectful.
You ain't say nothing bad, preacher boy. You ain't say nothing bad,
you know,
but hold on, preacher boy. I want to hear Shorty crying, man. I want to hear Shorty crying. Be all right,
yes,
Shorty. He just tell you he love you like I did, man.
Liquor is a powerful drug. Liquor is a powerful drug. I had a beautiful time at my party. And, you know, I evaluate a lot of the shit that I do in my life. God comes to me in different form. And he told me in my dream that this little motherfucker was right about what he said, that he keep me out of trouble. And me, I push it to a limit. Okay, he wins. But I'm man enough to tell him he was right. don't, I might not like it, but he was right. Shit we say out of our mouth to be helpful for myself and to others. He was right. Okay? But meanwhile, I just don't want nobody bothering me. I'm not no bully. I'm not no gangster. I just want to be left alone. I just want to race and live my life. I'm 53 years old. Some people don't even know what that number look like. I made it. I'm happy. I appreciate it. I had a party and I invited the world. I don't give a fuck who you was. If you like me or dislike me, I was going to feed you. That's all I want to tell everybody. I enjoy myself. But today was a different day. And I wanted to come on and tell Shorty, I apologize for me not understanding what he was telling me. Me and Deedon talked all day about the Bible, all day.
It's all good. It's all good, baby.
See, Shorty, let me explain something to you, Shorty. You know how you get on everybody's ass, Shorty, and you never shut the fuck up? It's hard to say you're right. But I'm telling you, for me, you was right. You saved me. You saved my cousin. I talked to my cousin. I stopped doing shit before it happened. I don't mean nothing to happen. And let me even say something even worse. Y'all talk to Terrio. If he on the line, I love him. Terrio been around me 100 years. He done been going through shit 100 years back and forth by drag racing. I don't want to hurt the man. I don't want to see the man dead. I don't want to see the man hurt. I want to race the man. I just don't want to the donor. I done changed my lifestyle, so I don't want to talk about nobody about race. I just want to race. Terrio's still in the old school testament. You know, I can't change him from that. But whatever it is here. But I still love him. I don't want to see him dead. I want to see him gone. I don't want to see none of us getting gone. I watched today. I wanted to go to Hammer funeral. My dumb ass figured it's Monday, and it was today. That was a good brother. That man just talked to me, and I missed it. And it hurt me to miss it. Tomorrow not promised to none of us. Everybody on the phone, tomorrow not promised to none of us. And all we had to say is one of us die is a good brother gone. They ain't going to bring us back. Ain't none of us got enough common sense to say, you're a good brother today. Shorty, you are a good brother, but you are an asshole, too. So I'm going to tell you, I love you, but you are an asshole.
Oh, man, not the asshole.
Damn. And let me tell you something that I love the most. Now, people might get mad at me, and some might not. I love what you did to Mr. B yesterday. You pulled the cover off a hoe. You did a good job. And Mr.
Oh,
B,
man.
You listening? I've been telling you all your life, you're a hoe. You just revealed it like you let another nigga reveal it. You ain't no better than a motherfucker out here doing what they do. So, I still love you, Mr. B, but you're a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is goddamn fool. You're really a leech. And you think you was
going to
tell a motherfucker make them do what you want to do. Freddie, I'm sorry for you, but Freddie, you're a good dude. Find you somebody else to tell you let the bait go. Because that nigga you fucking with got bricks on his feet. And they on the bait title.
How long you been holding that in, preacher boy?
I didn't have to hold that in. Everybody saw it. I just revealed
it. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Damn.
But Shorty revealed it. And I love Shorty for that. But I didn't want to get involved in the other shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go a little farther because I've been drinking tonight. But the one thing about it I know about niggas, it become the truth theory. Niggas show they your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Flop, you got to understand. Stop sucking dick and put your dick in the condom. Stop holding on to everybody else.
Let these motherfuckers
breathe. Let these motherfuckers short stroke.
You know you've been drinking, that's true.
Let these motherfuckers short stroke the pussy, whatever they doing. Because some of these motherfuckers cave up. You know, don't try to save these hoes. Don't say these hoes they ain't meant to be saved. let them drown because they bound to go.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever y'all drag race or anything else, let these hoes go. That's the way you feel going to win. Hey, bro, I'm going to bring all that stuff over here tomorrow, bro. I love you. I know. I just sitting in the trailer. I ain't moved it yet. How you doing?
All right. I'm never worried about that.
Never.
Like them people.
No.
Peter boy on one tonight.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I hear everybody talk. I've heard everything for the last 3 days. You know, I know a hand. I ain't even going to say a handful. A lot of you motherfuckers don't like me. I don't really give a fuck because I'm not living off your love. I'm living off of God's love. I'm living off my love. I share.
Mm-hmm.
I help. I'm always there. Y'all don't have to respect me. You don't have to love me. You don't have to deal with me. It's easy for you to stay the fuck away from me. Simple shit. But if a motherfucker comes to me and says, "Preacher boy, I need your help," I'm there. Shorty, me and him live the same type of lifestyle. We just be gambling different ways. I can't change myself. Shorty talk about me like a $2 hoe. So be it.
Mm-hmm.
I get money. He get money. If we have to sell on separate sides of the world to get money, so be it. But you know what? God taught me to get my own. And I'm getting my own. And I got a lot of it. And I'm enjoying it. And I'm going to live until God takes me away from here. Whatever they, anybody else got in the world, I'm proud and happy of you motherfuckers too. Don't put me down because I ain't going to put no nigga down on earth. Now, nigga, PPP nigga, dick sucking nigga, getting over nigga that take a dick in the ass, I'm not going to put you down.
Lord, have mercy.
Wow.
Well,
stay with the love, preacher boy. Stay with the love.
I'm
that's what the world needs, love.
I'm telling you how the world go. If you got down a sucking dick or bending over, taking it in your ass, that's your business. Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't affect me. One dick. I ain't got to bet on you. I ain't got to hold your hand. I ain't got to pay your bills. None of that. My thing is,
mm-hmm.
keep doing what satisfies you. If you like sucking dick, put a smile on it. If you like getting fucked in the ass, keep a smile on it. Just leave me the fuck alone.
Lord, how much?
What about Mr. B, though?
You trying to throw in Kool-Aid with a motherfucking can of acid. Mr. B is a good guy. Now, I'm not going to take him. He's a real good guy. He know how to talk. He know how to manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
To manipulate.
Manipulate.
He know how to tell you you're a superhero when you're a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And turn you off. Because when it come down to him spending his money, he ain't got
mm-hmm.
no money.
Oh, man.
Killing ground, when you get your head cut off, he said, you made a mistake.
And when you go, what about
when you
flop?
Go to the light, when you go to the light and get on the trans brake and go red, yeah, it ain't my fault. This shit have been under the wheel.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid, how long have you been holding that in?
I'm telling you.
This is fact.
Hey, what
you say
about Flop?
Yeah, what you say about my man Flop?
Oh, shit.
I love my man Flop.
Love.
My brother Flop is like going to the gay parade. You're holding up the wrong flag.
Oh, man.
I'm holding dick for a motherfucker that ain't shit. Just because he was born in the 70s like I was, he ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't put in the work. I had to look at my background. Because y'all made me feel bad. Nigga, I've been racing all my motherfucking life. I was born to go. The difference is, I'm an owner, operator, and I'm a winner. I'm not a dick sucker. I'm not a beggar. And I ain't going to look for no motherfucking silver outline. Even though Shirley talk to me like I'm retarded, I'm a winner. Because I got my own.
Hey,
you know what I can do?
Yeah. Hey, first of all, I wasn't born in the 70s, sir.
I know you wasn't. You were born in 68 or 69. You are, listen to me, you are my friend. So I'm not disrespecting you, Flop. I'm not disrespecting you because when I was a kid, Flop, I used to see you. I used to look out my window at that cherry tree and see you over there with Jerry Lewis. When I was trying to take cherries out the tree, you was over there trying to get a car at the garage. I respect you. When you came to me, old, young, in between, I always respected you because you were doing stuff with people that I couldn't get in with. You understand? I didn't fit in the crew. You've been around a long time. You've been around a long time. But you and me both listen to what you say on the phone. We both got education. You just know. You mean you know the same shit. Motherfuckers think I'm dumb. When I say I'm tuning, they laugh and giggle. I don't give a fuck. You know what? I know what I know. God said he taught me, and the rest of them can suck this dick without a rubber.
Damn.
You know what that means?
Keep the love, boy. Keep the love. Keep talking about the love, man. Keep talking about the love.
Listen.
That's what the world needs, man. Love.
I'm giving the love. I'm giving the love. It's about the respect of things going in the world. You know what? I love anybody that got a race car that's out here racing, that's taking a chance with their income. I've been doing this 100 years. I ain't got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. I'm having fun. When I leave this motherfucking world, this junk going to be here. It's all junk. Everything we spend our money in is junk. Because when we die and gone, somebody else going to get it. It's junk.
Yeah.
So,
you are.
Hey, preacher boy. Yes,
preacher boy.
Yes.
Did you have anybody locked in for the summer takes?
Yes, I do. I have Anthony. And let me break this down to anybody on this phone. Anthony was my friend. Anthony used to be with me. Anthony went over there to Three Love. Three Love, goddamn it, Clyde, the man of mine, fucked him up, stuck a deer door up his ass, and made him a hero.
Oh, man.
I just want him
to
I ain't the one to play with. I don't need 100 motherfuckers behind me that call myself a winner. When y'all say Preacher Boy won, y'all know what y'all say, Preacher Boy won. You don't say Preacher Boy and Crew won. I am a handicap with one motherfucker leg, and I fuck the world up. Anybody in my class. You understand? I ain't fucking with no Bodie, no motherfucking Audi, sucking dick.
Oh, man.
Nowhere in the world. Whatever I own, Preacher Boy did it itself. So I'm letting you know now. Three Love, when we meet, I'm going to take the condom off and nut in your face. But now I got your hoes online.
Wow.
I know y'all going to go back and tell them. But y'all beat me with water. Y'all say I drowned. I went and took swimming lessons, bitch. I took swimming lessons. I know how to backstroke now.
Not the backstroke.
Again.
Tighten up on that backstroke.
Hey, what? I'm drunk, y'all. What's your name again? Kid.
Yeah.
You know what, Kid?
Well,
you said a lot of shit. I love you, Kid. You said a lot of shit. You said I was Hitman Hearn and all that other shit. No, I'm a handicap that don't want to be bothered. I just want to live life. I love
you got a point there.
I ain't trying to bother nobody. I'm trying to love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get along. But I ain't going to suck dick to get along. You know, whatever y'all say, suck dick to get along, to handle along, whatever y'all be saying. No.
Good point.
Because I got my own money, my own job, I do my own thing. So all I ask people is to leave me the fuck alone. I beg the motherfucker to tell him in the dope. We don't have to talk about each other in the drag race. You ain't got to talk about my mama. I ain't got to talk about your mama. I ain't got to talk about the people you put your dick in. You ain't got to talk about the people I took my dick in. You ain't got to talk about my wife. I ain't going to talk about your wife. This is drag race.
That shouldn't be brought up. That shouldn't be brought up in drag race.
Shorty, I'm talking to you.
It had nothing to do with it.
Tell your son if we want to race, we're going to race. I don't want to do all that other shit. The other shit turns to death do us far.
Man, Terrio don't listen to me.
I understand what you're saying, Shorty. Shorty, I love you. You know I love you. You tell me I don't protect you or help you. But, Shorty, if I invite you to a funeral, you my special guest. I mean, I'm going to protect you. But if you just said before I get there, you on your motherfucker.
I can
but when we ride together, when we help each other, you my special guest. And you've been my special guest for the last year. When I go to the racetrack, when I take you to the road, Shorty, you say we're going to go to the road, Shorty, how many times you say to get in there?
He's
on that door. Last time. You say I'm my special guest.
I know where is it.
I took care.
Hey man, we don't matter for the first one, nigga.
Whoever that is talking, would you set the fuck up and listen? Shorty.
Oh, that's three little.
What? At the time, you was my special guest. I ain't trying to say nothing. I ain't trying to suck your dick.
What
you was my friend at the time. You turned on me and told me I wasn't a piece of shit. You told me I wasn't no savior or none of that. I'm fine with that. I know how to fall back, Shorty. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings because God got me. Now, if that's three lug on the phone, and I already explained the three lug, we gonna make love. You either gonna fuck me up.
When, motherfucker? When gonna make love? When?
Yeah, bitch. Shut the fuck up. I got to drink a glass.
When gonna make love, motherfucker? You look for me. When gonna make love, motherfucker? Fuck water, nigga.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
Water dead. The bullet ain't, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
You ain't gonna nut in my... I wanna see this nut on me, motherfucker.
I hate to say these words on prime time. You a bitch. Y'all whoop me with water.
Make me
know it
then.
Y'all
make me
know
it then. Fuck water.
Let me get a glass of water.
Fuck water. Water dead. Water ground, motherfucker.
Listen, bitch.
Hey, man, water ground.
The bullet ready, motherfucker.
That nigga talking about horse, but he ain't horse, no bitch ass nigga.
You
got your disability check, bitch, you can't get the car ready. You got your check on the first and the third, bitch. You ain't got the horse yet. Get your horse, then call my motherfucking name, nigga.
You motherfucker.
Hey, bitch, the nigga right there talking about you, dog. Yeah, preacher boy, this preacher boy is sure talking about you. Say, you know, he gonna beat your ass, but he ain't got no horse.
Boosie, you too stupid to even talk.
You gay fucking faggot, you hoe. I've been told those bitch ass to come lock me in, bitch.
You know what? Hey, Boosie, you can say that all you want to, but you over there sleeping with a homosexual. You over there with three love.
Hey, you fucking faggot. You so much of a bitch, nigga, that you sat here and did that gay ass shit, nigga, talking about I'm sleeping with a homosexual bitch. You know I got bad bitches, you gay ass nigga, and you went and said,
I ain't
told one of my bitches.
Women.
Oh,
stop.
I thought you were
man.
Hey, you goof clown ass
women.
Nigga, stop playing with me, you bitch.
I'm talking about women.
Other than that, shut the fuck up, bitch. You don't want to run.
Y'all hear how he talk.
Hey, I've been told you lock your whole ass in, bitch. 105, 210, whenever the fuck you ready, man.
I'll tell you something, bitch.
Other than that,
if
shut your gay ass up, you homie, you fucking faggot, you bitch.
If I bet 1 on 10, are you, it's 7 of you bitches on 1 on 10.
You
ain't
gonna
say that
he
ain't
no. Hey, you broke bitch. You couldn't even get 2,200, ho.
1 on 10.
You couldn't even get 2,200, you broke bitch. What you mean? We tried to run your goofy ass team, had to buy, I had to leave you money, you broke hoe.
Get your lock
up,
you broke
ass
hoe.
Bitch, stop playing with us, motherfucker. We tried to run you for all the motherfucking money you had, you scary motherfucker.
Yeah,
your scary ass had to, you broke, your broke ass had to borrow money, bitch. Fuck you talking
hey,
about playing, motherfucker.
Y'all
like
fun.
Hey, all the motherfuckers
come
any back, motherfucker. I have about that, bitch.
If everybody on this phone listening, it's the world listening.
All you got to do right now, bitch, 105, 2 on 10, ho, right, whenever. Lock in. I don't give a fuck. Get your, get your money right. Your money must not be right. You ain't got oil pressure. Your money ain't right. You ain't got oil pressure.
Your money ain't right. You ain't got oil pressure.
Man,
man,
you a whole bitch, nigga. You a bitch. I promise you a bitch. That's all you is.
Everybody on this line. Hey, y'all, we're gonna do a little wait. We're going to do a little wait.
Man, you a whole bitch, nigga. Get the fuck on, motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Get the fuck out of here, yo, gay ass, nigga.
That's an idiot talking,
I know you
y'all.
Want your get back, bitch. You with
idiot talking.
Lock the fuck
excuse
in
me.
So I can jump in and grab your goof
take
ass again, nigga.
Ass. Take the ass.
Let me jump and drag
ass,
your ass again,
we
bitch.
We know you ain't nothing but a puppet, little bitch. You a puppet hoe.
Yo, gay ass,
you
whole gay ass, nigga.
You know what? You've been a bitch all your
hey,
life.
Hey, I didn't. I didn't when you broke. You was gonna whoop my ass, neither did I. I didn't. I ain't no shit then. But I jumped your goof ass.
You
I broke your goof ass.
I said you won.
You stupid
man.
Bitch.
You won.
Don't tell me what the fuck I don't know. You dumb ass.
Hey y'all.
I bet your bitch ass
here,
won't
y'all.
Lock in. I bet you won't lock in. You can lock in 1 on 5, 2 on 10 right now,
yet.
Motherfuckers. Just say
I'm
lock
in,
bitch.
1 on 10. I'm gonna fire this bitch up. It'll be fired up.
Oh my God, man. Hey, listen, right now, man. You know you're gonna fire that bitch up eventually, bitch. Just lock that to lock it in here, bitch.
Then I say, I'm gonna fire it up next week.
Yeah, I know you, dick
in.
Sucker. You dick
hey,
in the booty ass, nigga.
Skin.
I know you, dick in the booty
you
ass, nigga.
I know skin.
I know you dick in the booty. I know you dick in
the
booty. All that little nigga shit. All that extra shit, nigga. I'm a big dog for you, bitch.
Whatever
you hey, you can't touch me no way, shape, form, or fashion, motherfucker. I'm a big dog for you, bitch. Fuck you talking about, nigga? From a whole suspect,
what's the name of
y'all? From that NBC, your goof ass, nigga.
What's the name of y'all club? NBC?
Hey, you
what's
some of badass hoes I bring to the track with me, don't you, man? You like that shit, didn't you?
I'm not.
You like
I'm
some badass hoes I bring
life.
To the track, don't you, man?
Stop it.
You got them booger bears with you, nigga.
Life.
You
anybody
got them booger bears with you, boy. You got them booger bears with you. Yo, goof ass.
You pay for pussy? You pay for pussy, man.
I never my
you
life, boy. Do my bitches, nigga.
Your,
do my hoes. Nigga, one was
on
in-house and one my baby mama, yo, dumb ass, nigga.
I'm happy
for you. How you like them apples, dumbass? You pay for pussy,
for
nigga.
You
pay for pussy. We
listen
see your
me.
Poor ass over here, nigga. You forgot? You brought your
I'm
poor ass down every
you,
day
sir.
With your broke ass, nigga. We feeding you, bitch.
Yeah,
your poor
bitch,
ass, you
stop lying,
broke,
bitch.
Bitch.
I don't need one of
you. Bitch,
we
you, bitch.
You
brought your whole ass down here with a half. With a small
stop
order Chinese
dick,
food with
man.
Your broke ass, huh?
I don't need you, motherfucker, for shit.
I know, but your broke bitch
dick,
ass brought your whole poor ass
do
down
it.
Here every single day and
dick,
ate,
you
bitch.
The motherfucker I know.
You poor
dick.
Broke bitch
you
came down here every
dick.
Single day and ate, bitch.
You a poor ass hoe.
I bet you won't lock me in 1 on 10, bitch.
You know what? You the bottom bitch. Man,
I bet you won't lock me
don't
in 1 on 10, bitch.
Let me out.
I bet you won't that lock me in 1 on 10, bitch. I'll be the poorest motherfucker when you get a free G, bitch.
Hey, man.
You get
a
free
G,
bitch,
all your life. You know what?
You get a free G, bitch. I know. You get
you're
a free G, bitch, if I don't lock you. If 1 on 10, if I don't make it, motherfucker.
Faster than you. Hey, that white boy faster than you, man. You the bottom bitch.
You talking about
too.
A white boy faster than me, bitch. How about get your broke ass up there, nigga, and
he
lock me in, bitch, if
he's faster
than me. Don't worry about who's faster than me. Guess what? I'm faster than you,
group.
Bitch. I'm faster than you. How about that, motherfucker?
No, you're not.
No, you're not. I want
Lock
you to
be in, man.
Listen to me, man. Listen to me.
Hey, with my rookie ass, with me not knowing shit, my green ass, whatever the fuck your bum ass just called me, motherfucker, lock my square ass in 1-10, bitch, for sharing weight, motherfucker.
Please, I can't promise you that.
I know you can't because you can't make it, motherfucker. You scared.
Listen to me.
Tail,
I'll be running Tuesday, Wednesday, and then
I will
like
lock
in.
I will pay any motherfucker lockup you got, motherfucker.
You will.
I'll pay any lockup you got, bitch. Fuck me and
you know what, y'all?
Motherfucker.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to show y'all a bitch. I'm going to show y'all a real bitch. I'm going to go off. Where you at, bitch? Where you at? I'm going to lock on. I'm going to lock on 1-10.
You ain't
got to
come where I'm at, bitch. You on the phone, motherfucker.
No, no. I'm going to lock on 1-10 for January 10th. January 10th. I know my time is 20.
Hey, listen, man. Do you understand what I just told you, nigga? We MDK, man. So we going to a motherfucker event that we fuck with, nigga. The 17th
now,
motherfucker locked me in 1-10,
back
nigga.
Back to you. Let me explain to you. Hey, Booster. The only thing
come
you
on, dick in the booty,
money,
man. I don't want to talk to your gay ass.
You
I don't even like you, bitch, for real,
yeah.
On some real shit.
You
so get your gas off my phone, you whole ass.
You'll be
ass.
One of them little thots. You'll be a thot.
Man, you a bitch,
with
nigga, on my soul, nigga. I don't like
man,
you, bitch.
Man, you ain't nothing but a hoe. You ain't waiting for a hoe.
Man, on my soul, I should have beat your ass then, bitch.
Man, you ain't shit. You ain't never been shit.
I should have beat
you
your ass then,
bitch,
nigga.
Like
your
whole everybody
scary
else.
Bitch.
Did you hit me three times?
Your scary ass don't want to go.
Lock your scary ass
hey,
in, bitch.
You know what you is? Hey, you know what? You know what I look at? I was looking at the Superfly.
Man, get this phone with
you
me.
Are
with
a,
ass, nigga.
You are a rescue hoe for her. You a whole rest of you rest with, you try to save hoes. You try to be a hoe saver. That's a hoe. You can't save all hoes, man. You can't.
Right.
You the wrong pimp for saving hoes. Hey, nigga, I'm the king of the West Side, and I don't even like you bitches. Well,
you
ain't
no king of the West Side. Stop lying. You ain't shit. You a piece of shit. You ain't no king of shit, nigga.
I'm gonna run through you bitches like ass flat.
Yeah, you gonna do it, man. Fuck all that talking, man. We trying to lock your cow ass
hey,
in, man. Lock in, man.
Are
you going? You want a radio show, motherfucker? We trying to go in your pocket, motherfucker.
You got,
we gotta go in your motherfucking
hey,
pocket.
Hey, y'all talking to me? I got y'all got oil pressure today. I have oil pressure next week. Listen,
you
have
oil pressure next week for Leroy Wright? You have oil pressure for Leroy Wright?
You sucking dick.
What
bitch.
About?
You been a fat, nasty ass bitch all your life. You ain't been nothing but a hoe. You ain't doing nothing but recruiting hoes. You hoes making me a good bitch.
Jealous? Oh, baby. There's a jealous guy on his phone. Oh, baby. You wish you could fit in my shoe, could you? You crippled bitch. You wish you could fit in my shoe, could you? You mad you can't recruit no motherfucker about it, nigga? You mad you can't recruit no motherfucker about it? Hey, you talking that shit, motherfucker? Did you tell what you did? Did you tell motherfucker? Hey, y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all on the bitch. The bitch ass nigga, run up north. Hold on, the bitch ass nigga run up north to the man who paid her motherfucker car. Told him, could I tell you, now get that car ready. Nigga, your whole ass, nigga. That's my whole ass shit, nigga. With your bitch ass. Go tell everybody, man. Go fix that car. You pay nigga in the car. With your whole ass. What type of shit that is, bitch ass, nigga? You a bitch for real, nigga. With your whole ass, nigga. That's my whole shit, nigga. That's 100% whole shit, nigga. You did, nigga. Hey, punk here. Punk here. Hey, punk here.
Okay, nigga. You motherfucker.
Hey, punk here. The man went on north. Tell everybody, man, where that car at. Tell the man to get his car ready. He'll pay to get his car ready. He see the man that had his birthday party. He told the man, what's going to cost me to pay to get his car ready for the 17th? The man said, no, I can't do that. I'm going to have a car ready Monday with your bitch ass.
What are you talking about?
He got the fucking head on the track. Go tell the hunker not to get that damn car ready. Because I can pay you the lock up with your broke bitch ass. Because he ain't going to have operate. He won't have operate. But guess what, bitch? Air car fixed, bitch. Air car fixed, bitch. Now, bitch. You talk shit ready, bitch, to pay that $500, bitch. You gonna pay that lock up your whole ass. Let's go tell the man to pick that fucking cop with your coward ass. You a 100% coward, nigga. That's a bitch shit you did, bitch ass, nigga.
Hey, Hey, I want y'all to hear.
Yeah, you did that, motherfucker, with your whole ass, nigga.
This sucking dick. That nigga there.
My dog hurt.
Shut the fuck up, little bitch.
My dog hurt.
If I'm not ready on the 17th, that man get paid in full. If I'm ready on the 17th, I'll beat that bitch ass.
Well, what the fuck in there, bitch? Right in there.
Hey, shoot up. Stop sucking dick. I understand you're a great dick.
You need to pull up there, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. I'm talking Clock Out dick, I'm talking Westside Racing dick, and I'm talking Mosin Market dick, and Westside Racing dick. Who did you sucking, bitch? Them dicks I'm sucking. I'll find a name like that name. Them dicks I'm sucking. What did you suck?
Hey, three look.
What dick I'm sucking? I'm sucking them five dicks. I'm sucking them. What did you sucking?
I want y'all.
I'm listening.
Everybody listening.
MBK, Motion Mafia, MBK, and Clock Out, bitch. What dick you suckle?
Y'all said, is you finished? Y'all let me know what I'm
looking for you. If you're not one of them five names, I'll bend your motherfucking ass, nigga. Any motherfucker in them five names, they'll die around this bitch, nigga.
I'm 17.
Anybody in them five names, they'll die, bitch. No, you can't talk with your breath more like shit. The dick suckle. Hey, I know my motherfucking name. I call my motherfucking name. I know my motherfucking name, nigga. You don't know my name. You can't talk. You can talk, Mr. Preacher. Go ahead and talk, Mr. Preacher.
I can talk, bitch. Boy, you can talk now. Let me know, bitch. Can I talk now? Hey, three we got a firebird.
You got a phone, sweetie. Go ahead off, sweetie. It's your time, sweetie.
We got a firebird look just like your Camaro, bitch. After Chad race, I beat your motherfucking ass. Head the fuck up with it.
Hey, man, stop sucking other people's dick. A man told you guys your own car. I'm going to get other people's cars, dog. Bitch, I know what other people's cars do. What that mean you go get somebody? What the fuck that supposed to mean?
Ain't thirsty, man. Ain't thirsty, man.
Can I break this down to y'all? One thing that everybody on this radio station, you heard him, just said, MBK, they got Free Love Car, they got Water, they got the white boy, and they got whoever else he's sucking dick on, kissing ass. Preacher Boy. Every time it comes to Preacher Boy, it's always Preacher Boy car. Bitch, I got five cars in my crew. Y'all don't want to run the truck. I got a motherfucking Firebird. I got a motherfucking...
Hey, Preacher Boy. Give me Sharon Ray, he won't wear a sad dog. Knock that hunk out. Fuck that hunk out. And fuck who's sucking that dick, bitch. Fuck wrong with you. Don't ask me where. If you and your honey got all pressure, get the fuck off the phone, man. We got all pressure on him, man. Get the fuck off the phone.
Amen.
Most of the mafia, MDK, Tosa, what's that race? They got all pressure, bitch ass nigga.
Hey,
you got all pressure. Get the fuck off the phone.
Trying to figure out how I can bust a nut. I ain't know where it's gonna be three lug in his mouth. I ain't know three lug crew gonna get me off.
Hey man, I don't even know that. They call me the uniform talking about me, but you ain't no hard pressure. You gonna get my dick in your mouth. You gonna get my dick in? You wanna suck my dick?
That's down for your crew.
Hey, Preacher Boy, I'm gonna get out this phone, let you go have your glow tonight, okay? Cause I know you ain't gonna offer, you ain't trying to run.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna
find
have your glow. Get the fuck off the phone.
Get the fuck off the phone. Get the fuck off the phone, bitch. Hang up. Pay your minutes, bitch, before you have to pay extra. Before they put you on the flight plan. Get the fuck off the phone. You know you fired your man. You know you was in love with goddammit, what the fuck his name, what y'all call him? Superhero? All that shit. Mr. B. Y'all was sucking his dick until you turned on him and told him he couldn't come around no more. But that's fine, too. Tell Freddie you're going to run him, too, with all the shit you got over there with your bitch ass. You ain't nothing but a turncoat.
You an investigator. You finger fuck a nigga, then you turn on him. I'm good with that. I don't give a fuck about now, nigga, you stick your finger in. Wash your hands, bitch. I'm coming. I'm coming. Are y'all listening on this station? This is the motherfucking faggot-ass Westside turning on me because they suck so much dick. I learned to take the condom off, get a good nut, because I like to see the expression on their face when they swallow. Are we still on? I can't hear nothing. Somebody say something. Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. See, I love me some yak, because yak throw it in their face. He said, we're going to take Preacher Boy and come in all y'all. Yak, bag, back. Preacher Boy going to come in their ass on his own, because they some hoes. He's my bottom bitches. Let me do the pimping and fucking. I'm coming. All they got to do is wait a couple. Hey, listen, try my best to get ready for the 17. If I ain't, I'll pay. If I show up, nigga in trouble. I'm coming. Eh? Nigga, you should be my bottom hoe. And I know you listen to me. And I'm going to show you. You should have stayed in your place. You know what they told him? Your bitch told us me. I'm cool with it. Tripping ain't easy.
First of all, we're your bottom hoe. Leon fuck you with strap car. Second of all, Bucci fuck you with water. If I were your bottom hoe,
you
I mean, you the bottom hoe, bitch. You the bottom hoe.
You ain't never lied. Leon fucked me up with scrap them car. It ran into me and killed my whole motherfucker.
You ran to your own bitch ass, because you can't drive, bitch ass nigga.
I'm bad.
You can't drive, bitch ass nigga.
I'm bad.
And you fuck your own water. Now, so how we the bottom? I mean, you the bottom hole, dumbass nigga. You the bottom hole, dumbass nigga.
Let me tell you something, bitch. And hey, listen. Lee, Trap, all you motherfuckers, I'm back. And as soon as I get this oil pressure, you welcome to get back. Let me see you running to the back of that bitch again. Let me see if you can catch the back of that bitch. That white girl. Hey, listen. I found out it's easier to pimp a white girl than that black girl. See, that car was black then when y'all ran into the back of it. That bitch white. And that bitch don't give a fuck about you hoes. Let me tell you. When
hey,
I
we ain't friends. We fuck a black, white, and Puerto Rican. We fuck all of them.
You ain't nothing but a hoe.
We fuck all of them. We fuck all of them. We fuck all of them. We ain't friends.
Got when other niggas
we a hoes over here. We some hoes over here. There's some hoes in this house. If you see them, turn them out. Some hoes in this house. Turn those out.
All that shit sounds good.
Uh-oh.
They know you ain't shit.
Wow.
They know you ain't shit.
I can't tell.
Chance to run the back of
I can't
gear.
Tell.
Hey, Peter. Yeah. I ain't nothing but a
for the truth and reference, I never my life run Freddy, motherfucker. Get it right, bitch. I never my life run Freddy, motherfucker. For your record, motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's your job, man. That's your job, man.
They told me. They got the head up in the clear. They going to give me the clear. I'm going to show you how the clear look, bitch, because you next.
I don't give a fuck what they give your bar, man.
When I fuck what up, I'm coming at y'all next, bitch.
Well, lock in, preacher boy.
Bitch,
you call your arm, preacher. Lock in.
I'm one motherfucker.
Make it work faster.
I'm one
motherfucker. Make it work faster, motherfucker. Make it work faster.
Hey, bitch, I'll destroy you bitches, man. You can hold it.
I can't tell. Hey, Peaky Boy, it's Saturday. It's Saturday. Hey, it's Saturday, 10 o'clock. I got my uncle right here right now. My uncle Jim Rockstar right with me right now. It's Saturday, bitch. He only working right now, bitch. It's Saturday, 10 o'clock at night. Where your hunk at? Where your hunk at, motherfucker? Man, right with me right now, bitch. It's 10 o'clock on Saturday, bitch ass nigga. Where you on that?
No, man.
You don't give a fuck about your bomb ass, nigga.
I'm trying to go in your pocket,
bitch. Hey, preacher boy, I want to go in your pocket, man. I love you. I want to go in your pocket, bitch. I ain't trying to hurt your feet. I want your pocket, bitch. I love you like a brother. I'm going to go in your pocket, motherfucker.
You get in my pocket. I love you like a brother, too. I ain't never denied you nothing. When I saw you in
right,
my pocket,
I never denied
said,
you.
Come
I'm going to go in your motherfucking pocket, nigga.
You never. Hey, listen. Hey, three, look. I love you like a brother.
What up?
But drag racing is
something I love
else.
You more, nigga.
You
know that, nigga. I'm going to go in your pocket, bitch.
Hey, man. All we can do is listen. One thing about this drag racing shit, Boosie, I want you to listen to. It can't be nothing but a winner and a loser. You was the greatest
right,
man.
Right, that's all. Don't take your shit personal, nigga. Just give me your money out your pocket. I want your money out your pocket.
It's never nothing personal. This is fun and game. I talk a lot of shit.
Right.
I talk a lot of shit to my brother,
right.
Three Love. But you know, if Three Love called me tomorrow and said, do you have a transmission for such and such? If I got it, I say, yeah, I got it.
You're going to give it to me. You're going to give it to me.
And if I got something... If he got something I need, he's going to help one another.
I'm going to give it to him.
For all you motherfuckers on the south side, don't think we help one another. We do. Anybody in the world don't think we help one another. We all as one.
Well, we
I love
some,
all
on the phone,
my people.
Shit trying to get some fun. I'm trying
phone,
to go to his motherfucking
talking
pocket.
About drag racing, we talk shit. This is not a domestic violence.
Right.
I love
talking. Right, you're talking shit.
I talk all the shit in the world. I love you, Three Love.
Right.
Because when I hear my podcast,
I love you more.
Out of all
I love
the
you more.
In the world, Three Love showed up, Brian showed up, and Grind the Pound showed up. And I had the best food that money can buy. I'm sorry who ate and who didn't eat, but I offered.
The bitch had crab legs and shit at the party.
Three Love, did I not give you a hug? Did I not give your son a hug?
Yes.
Did I not give your father a hug? I was happy because people loved me enough to show up. And the people that didn't show up, I hope that the thought of y'all showing up was, considered. I'm not knocking nothing.
They said Preacher Boy had a party at the track off. They called Preacher Boy, what they say? What the fuck they say the party was? Sticking third to Preacher Boy's birthday party.
Last. Say it again. What they say they was?
Preacher Boy's Preacher Boy's birthday party. I loaded the bullet up in the motherfucker trailer and came to the bitch. I thought he was going to travel with an offense. I was going to get on his ass. But he had his car there. I was going to get around his ass. But he had his car there.
See? And I love you, love, for that. And Boosie, you just don't want to say it. I ain't trying to be aggressive with you. I just want to get my revenge.
Boochie drunk, man. Boochie drunk.
I am too. If you look, I am too, man. I've been drunk for 2 days. But I ain't trying to.
You know, you work all of my shots. Any time, all the time. You come to the motherfucker. We show you love, that.
If I just.
Hey, come, we show you love, that.
Hold on, D. Listen. See, look, if I disrespected anybody on this phone, I'm sorry. I'm only talking about
you good, Preacher Boy. We all apologize. You good, Preacher Boy. You know you come to the motherfucker, you got to do that home, motherfucker. You know that. We done talking already. Talk about
if I
ain't no law law.
I hope one of them help me. If they catch a flat, they know I'm going to help them. I don't have
what you doing your trailer broke down? What you doing your truck broke down on the slab? Did I come and get you?
Yes, you did.
When you broke down on fire, did I come and get you?
Yes, you did, sir. When you needed parts for me, did not show up?
Yes.
I don't have no ill matter about nobody on this phone. Anybody call me and say they need me, I'm there on point. West side,
I need you now, Preacher Boy. I need you right now, Preacher Boy.
What you mean?
I need you to lock me in for the 17th. I need some rent, mother, for the first of next month. I need you to lock me in for the
17th. Three love, I can't promise you that. I got a run going on. But, you know, three love.
Hey, Grandpa, I fuck Grandpa too. I told Grandpa I'd beat their motherfucking ass at your event. I'd beat their motherfucking ass too. With that white Camaro, all that motherfucking yellow car, all that great car, beat the fuck out of them. That would be on the motherfucking phone.
Dude, I can't stop you from being who you is. But I got to run your hose before I run the pimp. So let me fuck your hose.
I'm granddad. They call me, I'm granddad of the ship, motherfucker. I'm the granddad of the ship, motherfucker. Well, fuck granddaddy. I'm granddaddy.
I can't fuck granddaddy yet. Let me fuck your hoe.
I'll make Leon beat your ass. You get off, man. Make Leon beat your ass. It's hot, too.
Three love. Leon is a thot. He's really not in your equation. When I see him, he'll figure something out.
But I got a motherfucker. Listen, see how you switch off? Fuck it, I never switch shit. I got a car in his trash. I beat the fuck out of that stock. See how easy that is?
What car you got in my class, Pidgey Boy? Hold on. What car you got in the book? What car you got in my class?
I got a Firebird that looks just like you. A Firebird. I'll make him beat your motherfucker ass and Leon.
Hey, I'm not running no fucking car to run no fucking event, dumbass nigga. I'm not running no car to run
no
fucking
bitch.
Event.
I swear.
What Firebird it is? Tell what Firebird it is. What Firebird it is? What Firebird it is?
I play.
Now what tell what Firebird it is? You know I can tell what Firebird it is. You're a man of a bitch. Tell what Firebird it is. What Firebird is a million Firebird around here? Is it a million Firebird around here?
Listen. If you open your mouth and listen, close your mouth and listen with your ears. It never been at no event. Remember, I just finished the car 3 days ago. I shook it down a little bit yesterday. It didn't go straight. Then it ran to the wall. By some race, I hope.
Stop. You gonna drive it?
Well, are you gonna drive it?
Yes, when you shook it down, you went to the wall. Yes, when you shook it down, went to the wall. You just said that.
Hey, y'all.
If you drive a car, listen, I don't know the car, Pitcher, but I don't know the car, Pitcher, boy. If you drive it, fuck you. Get your bitch ass here. I locked you in. Fuck it. Fuck your ass in. Get your bitch ass in.
You know what?
For the 17, get your whole ass in it.
Hey, y'all.
Get in it, bitch. Stop sucking dick. You can't drive. Stop sucking dick. You can't drive, motherfucker.
Y'all hear what that bitch just told me? Y'all
get your bitch ass in it. There, that's it.
Let me see. Let me talk to Dave. Hey, I know the truck will be open July 4th.
Hey, brother Leon. Leon.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Leon.
July 4th. If three little fat ass get in his bully, I'm going to run him head up straight to straight. He got to drive his own car. He little got to drive his car for $10,000.
Bitch, you ain't saying the car, bitch ass, nigga.
Did you hear
I ain't
saying
the motherfucking car, bitch ass, nigga.
We ain't got nothing to talk about. July 4th. I'm going to lock you in for July 4th, bitch.
I can't see in the motherfucking car, dummy.
That ain't my fault, bitch. You sucking dick. You telling me my crippled ass got to drive in the car.
How? I tell you, can I talk, man?
Go ahead,
can I talk? I'm gonna lock you in. Saturday, 105. You get your ass here, Fiber you're talking about. I'm going to let my son run you on the motherfucking 17. I'm lock you in again, 105. Hold on, let me talk, man. I'm trying to lock you in, man. Be quiet, man. Can I talk, man? I'm gonna get in on the floor. Can I talk, man? Be quiet and listen, man. For Saturday, you drive it, Firebird, my son will drive it. I'm locked you in. Hold on, man, let me talk. I'm locked you in. Be quiet, man.
Everybody know I'm handicapped. I ain't driving nobody's car but China White. China White is built for me. China White is handicapped. Capable.
Okay,
I'm gonna show you the bitch. I'm gonna show you the bitch.
Hey, listen to me.
I'll rush you to you tonight. If you want to run a 1 on 10, I'm going to bring you $1,000 a night.
He's driving out.
Bring it on, bitch. Bring it on, bitch. Bring it on, bitch. For Saturday, what? Man, you drive a Saturday, bitch. Bring it on, bitch. I'm just talking about something like that, bitch. Bring it on, bitch.
I said July 4th. You know your date, bitch. That July
4th. Bring it on, man. Bring your whole ass out of the man. Bring your, where your money at? Where my money at? Where my money at?
Hey, B, you just got in the video when you told me that bitch said he was
hey,
driving.
Hey, D. Go on the phone. Where my money for at? Where my money for at? Where my money for at?
I don't have a money problem. I don't have a money problem
man.
In the world.
Hey, man. Fuck all that, man. Where my money for at, man? Where my money for at? Where my money for at?
The man was trying to lock in two races, and one of the races with P driving, one with him driving. That's all I see.
Hey, man.
That's right. That's all I'm trying to say, D. That's all I'm trying to say, D.
I ain't got a kid in the world to drive my car.
Hey, D. Hey, D.
Listen
hey,
to me.
Hey, D. Hey, D. Fuck all, D. Fuck all that, D.
I'm going to shoot some fireworks in his ass. I'm going to run him to
the car. Watch your old
ass, Pritchard
boy. Pritchard boy. Watch your old ass, Pritchard boy.
I'm going to beat his ass.
What track, man? What track, man? Man? Lock your bitch ass. I'm a driver. Lock your bitch ass in. Lock your bitch ass in, nigga. 105, bitch ass, nigga. Bunny McGee, bitch. Bunny McGee, bitch.
Pick a track. Pick a track.
Pick your boy, bitch ass. Bunny McGee, bitch. I'm a driver of that whole ass. Bunny your bitch ass on. Lock in, bitch.
D, did you hear me? I told him pick a track. 105.
Man, I'm here. Follow the girl, bitch. Don't make no difference. Follow the girl, bitch. You pick your track, bitch. Follow the girl. You pick on the floor, bitch.
I like the funeral to be close
hey,
to home.
Hey, low rider. Hey, low rider.
I like the
low rider.
I
got to get in my head right now. Hey, bitch, come back in for the fourth, low rider. Fuck all that talking, man. Just come back in for the fourth, man.
We lock.
I got G-Rod. Come and play my shop. I got G-Rod now, bitch.
We
you don't know this, so bring your horse to my shop and knock me in, bitch.
D? We locking in.
Come lock me in, bitch.
D, did I
hear that, low rider?
Money problem with you. We locked.
Low rider, do y'all hear that? Do you hear that, low rider?
I ain't heard
he
nothing.
Drive, I drive, D. He drive,
but
I drive, D.
Lock in, bitch.
I drive China White. Lock in.
Okay, I hear you.
Lock in. I'm going to lock in 105, bitch.
July
what track?
4.
What track?
July 4th.
What track? Track?
I just said the Grove, bitch. You hard to hear
it? It's locked, bitch. It's locked. For 7 o'clock at the Grove. 7 o'clock at the Grove. I like that. Lock in. It's locked, bitch.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
So we locked in. Y'all hear that right, low ladder? Y'all hear that right?
Hey, man. July 4th is on
the
fucking Tuesday.
Hey,
man. July the 4th is on a fucking Tuesday, man.
Hey, man. Grove is open every motherfucking day of the week, motherfucker, except Monday. Well, you fucking dick.
Hey, man.
Your
fuck that motherfucker.
Hold
I don't want to choose the
man.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Man,
fuck him, man.
Hey, preacher boy.
Preacher boy. Your mammy sucking dick, bitch. Now, I told you, foul ass. Don't say that shit to me.
Listen,
and
I'll
let your drunk
bitch
ass get out of order all night tonight. But you dick sucking faggot ass, one legged bitch, they should have backed up and ran over your brother. You fucking bitch. You dick sucking bitch, they should have ran over your mammy and killed that bitch, nigga. Thought you wouldn't have had your fake ass. You dick sucking ass motherfucker. They should have shot your daddy in the head. You thief motherfucker, you. You thieving ass bitch, you. You thieving ass dick sucking bitch. You done stole from every motherfucker around there. That's why they want your bitch ass around, nigga. They dumped your whole ass in the garbage can. Bitch motherfucker, you. You done drunk too much of that alcohol and got your bitch ass out of line. Now you want to sit here and talk. You's a fucking petty-ass thief, motherfucker. You sucking them white folks' dick. You got their motive, and you ain't shit, bitch. You ain't shit. Your mammy ain't shit. Your daddy ain't shit. And your one-legged-ass wife ain't shit. You stupid dick-sucking-ass bitch, you. Your mammy ain't shit. You fucking motherfucker, you put the ass begging motherfucker. I know you a begging bitch ass motherfucker. You bitch ass nigga, you poor ass motherfucker, you. Your mammy should have been choked, nigga. She choked off them dick. You bitch motherfucker, you. Don't tell your mammy to suck dick.
Yeah, man.
That truck
driver should have backed up and backed up your brain. You stupid motherfucker. You should have backed up your motherfucking brain and smacked your head in, bitch.
I don't want it.
You stinking ass motherfucker, you. You stupid ass bitch. You stinking ass motherfucker. And I want your bitch ass apologizing tomorrow. You stinking motherfucking drunk, you. They should have talked your man out. Look, and then you had your motherfucking wife coming over there. Thank you when you had that gentleman with you, nigga. So that was a transgender you had with you, bitch. You stinking motherfucker, you. You should have had a trans. You had a transgender when that truck ran over your bitch ass, and your wife came down there, and she looked like your goddamn brother. And your mammy, they should have told that bitch out with a dick, nigga. Your punk motherfucker, you. They should have told you to hang your one-legged ass back at you, and then you got caught by a pussy in a school ground. You stupid nigger from motherfuckers meet you. You got caught by a pussy in a school
zone.
You're a pedophile, bitch. You're a motherfucking thieving ass pedophile.
Hold on, let me find
you trying to steal pussy from the kids.
Hey, Fly. Hey, Fly. Hey, Fly. Hold on 1 minute, Fly. Hold on 1 minute, Fly. Preach your boy. If we lost for the four, bitch ass nigga. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking Tuesday, bitch. If we lock for the four, bitch, yes or no? I don't hear you talking. Hey, bro, Larry. Hey, Pop. If the bitch lock me in for the four on the Tuesday, what, man? Fuck him. I want to lock the bitch down my own car. Fuck that nigga. If we lock, preacher boy. Hey, mama got quiet now. Somebody say something. Lowrider, is he still on the phone?
Sweet love.
Lowrider.
Something.
Did the man lock me in or what, man? I'm trying to see if he locked me in for the four. Preacher boy, where you go? Preacher boy, I'm following you, bitch. Hello? Are they trying to let you know? I'm trying to lock your bitch ass in. Where you go, y'all? Probably scared him off the phone? Hello? I guess he locked me in, y'all. He won't say shit. Guess he locked me in. You got no router?
Yeah, hey, 3 minutes.
What up?
Yeah. No, they can't hear you right now. I put them in the private room. And the reason I put them in the private room is because on Uncle Larry's show, there's no mama and no daddy stuff going on this show.
Right.
And then the other part about it is I can't get their attention. So with me not being able to get their attention, whatever it is that you want to say so far and so on, maybe once that die down, and something you and preacher boy can continue all to try to.
I don't know if we locked in, Larry. And I don't know if we locked in for the four.
Right. And that's the whole purpose, three of us even having a show. But mama's a daddy.
Well, put you back there. Let me ask him, Larry. Okay. I want to ask him if we locked in for the four.
Okay, hold on for a second. Take me back here.
That wooden ass leg you got, bitch, you motherfucker, afro, all out of shape, your pot belly ass nigga, you thinking you a good looking motherfucker, then come on here with that bullshit with Terrio and his old lady talking about what you could have did. You's a gentleman, bitch.
Hey, Flop.
Hey,
Flop.
Man,
hey,
man, he's in your mouth, bitch. You stinking ass motherfucker.
Hey, preacher boy.
You ain't gonna never get a break. Every time I hear your maggot ass.
All right, go ahead, Uncle Larry.
Let's take care of that. Yeah, because I'm thinking about hanging them up.
They on D-line. D ought to hang their ass up.
Yeah, they need to go somewhere. It don't make no sense what they're doing. They can't come and take over the show. That's not the question.
No. What's good for the goose is always good for the gander. What's good for the goose? I'm on y'all line. I don't know who line I'm on. Now,
I don't know nothing about no good for no goose or good for no gander.
Preacher boy, Preacher boy,
they need
to just leave
that alone.
Preacher boy, 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 Preacher Preacher boy.
Did they stop? Yeah, let me go in the private room and see if they stop, Three Love. Hey, Three Love, they still ain't stopped, man.
Tell Preacher boy I'm not running there, man. Him and Fly Train, you know, when we leave that alone.
Yeah, well, we all heard you, so we just make sure that he know.
Right, so they taking
you know,
shit too personal.
Right now, they ain't listening to nobody.
The hell of fucking race. They taking shit too personal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going too deep. It's all off into that mama and daddy and all that old stuff. You know, if they want to do that on somebody
else,
they're committed.
Preacher get out of pocket all night on the phone. They've been getting out of pocket all night on the phone, though, Larry.
Yeah, well, he did.
He
got out of pocket, but he wasn't one of that mom and dad and stuff. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That ain't got nothing to do with my race.
But, lad, you see on the door, lad. You on the door for a lad. You just be going nothing to nigga face and all that type of shit. So you on the door for a lad.
Hey, but Three Love, on a racing show, oh, you can't open the door for a mom and a daddy. They ain't got
right.
nothing to do with
it. You're right. You're right, lad. But you know, some people take it different ways, Larry. They can't take it. They can't take the heat, Larry. They just
have
the kitchen.
Oh, right. So my thing is to get both of them out the kitchen. Because of the simple fact
right.
they want to do that on somebody's show, that's going to let that go on. Because I wouldn't let it go on. I wouldn't let it go on, period. I never have and I never will. You know, that mama.
You
got to
get in the gate,
got
man. That's what really right. They're going to jump out on y'all ass, man.
Huh?
I'm talking about phone and y'all drinking this shit in front of the shop. I don't need to get them up on the yard.
I heard that. Is they through yet, Eddie? Three of them trying to lock a race in.
Man, they still ain't stopped, man. I tried to stop them again.
Okay.
Well, you're I'm not running, man, Larry. Y'all here, I'm not running, man. Y'all here, I'm not running. They taking shit too far. We talking about race. They taking shit. I'm not running, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm letting my motherfucker try to be a motherfucking oxtail, fucking greens, and goddamn motherfucking sweet potato. Chicken, catfish, and french fries. Now, we have the ball over here, goddammit, and then y'all chilling.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always going to be a little, what they call the shit talking, it's going to always be a little
yeah.
bit of that and because of the racing game, man. And you know, that's what guys do. But that mama and daddy and kids and all that, man, that's way out of pocket,
right.
man. I don't care for that. I don't care for that at all, period.
Right, right.
Now they talk about y'all. People dying and shit.
Yeah. I hope your mama died and all that. What does that got to do with racing? Nothing.
Right. The man mama
yeah.
already did shit.
Yeah, you know. Mine too. You know, but she had nothing to do with no racing.
Yeah. But. Well, they ain't on the show right now. They on the private line, hockey.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They in the argument, man. I done went back and checked, and they still said they going right back to it. So they ain't cut a breath yet.
Yep.
Huh. Everybody ducking y'all race, man. They don't run into y'all race. Everybody on the way is following y'all race, for dog. People tell me you gonna get the white.
Yeah,
they're 41 on the 17th. Them there on the 17th. You can't get them on the 17th. Why? Cause they want to support black people shit. They can't come just white people shit. Fuck out of here.
Right.
GM right now working in my car right now in my motherfucking shop. That's it. Call him hugging his motherfucking face. He don't mean no harm. That's my man. You feel me? I've been on GM for 40 some goddamn years. Shit. Yeah.
I just don't like to lead that like that. That leads to fights. That leads to mothers getting hurt. At least all that kind of stuff. I don't want it over here.
Right.
Let it go. They want to do that,
right.
Take it to the streets. Yeah. Yep. I don't want you to get it locked in if you don't lock it in, though.
I'll drive my own motherfucker. They think I can't drive, bitch. I'll lock that bitch in.
You was driving it first. You was the first one driving it.
Right, he wanted to get me to the track on a fucking Tuesday. My car ain't gonna work, you stupid ass. My wife made me like any motherfucking track.
You still here, Eddie?
What'd you say, Uncle Larry?
I said you still there. Did you check again? You think they done died down yet?
He checking it now.
What you want to do, Uncle Larry?
Are they still doing the same thing?
Yep.
See, I don't want to hang.
You
want to
just drop
hang them up? If I drop them,
you
want to
just hang them up?
And right. Don't make those. And yeah, if you do, I'm gonna drop both of them. I don't want to drop one.
They're gone, man. They're gone.
All right. Yeah, 3 levels of time, man. I wanted you to get the race locked in, too, man, but
right.
We ain't going to have them holding the show up with that all night long, man.
Right.
No, sir.
Let me tell them up on the show, man. I'm not locked. We didn't wheel green like I ain't no way to put no time or nothing on it.
Right. Right. And if y'all going to do it, y'all want to get some stiffs or something in, but y'all okay.
Right. Right, so you let them know that, man. I want no bullshit.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Everybody,
what the hell did him and
right
Flop
now
get to arguing for, man?
I don't know.
He said he's been getting jazz all night at the night. He didn't let it clear because he know he's drunk. And Flop said, fuck him. Just went off.
Yeah.
Is that what Flop said in the mouth? I've been letting you get away all night because you're drunk, motherfucker. But now you, I'm just tired of you talking shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, but they can't come and take
the
show.
We back on the show? Or
nah, they
on
gone.
We on the show yet.
We on the show.
Oh, yeah, we on the show.
Hey,
we got on the show.
Hey, Low Rider. Low Rider,
they was on Low Rider line. They was on Low Rider line, 3 Love. Uncle Larry told me hang it up.
One.
I hung it up. Yep, both of them was on 3 on Low Rider line.
Hey, Leon, I'm on Leon, motherfucking line. Leon, I'm with your phone, motherfucking punk.
He might have just picked up and called Low Rider. We got a hand,
I got Low Rider phone number.
We got a hand up.
Okay, come
what's
on, come here.
What's happening, y'all? What's happening?
Hey, hey, Big Ma. Sweet, you want to
stop? Checking
what's
in,
going on,
checking
Big
in,
Ma?
Checking
what's
in.
Checking in, huh?
Yes, sir.
What you got going,
I
Big
see
Ma?
My clock off, brother. I come in a little late. I see y'all got a little drama going on, but hey, it happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a little drama. It ain't no major drama because I'm not going to let it turn into no major drama, not over here.
I still hear some background. Is that them or is that somebody TV?
I don't know what that is.
They're probably my phone.
Yeah.
They're playing news outside in the street, so I'm muting my phone.
No problem.
We love what's happening with you, brother.
Man, chilling, man. I tried to like preach boy in, man, but I feel like it ain't gonna happen because they on the phone with Oz, so I got out of it. I ain't finna be with all that. He says you say shit.
Man, I can't blame you for that. Yep. You know, that stuff got its time and place, but damn, I mean, it ain't supposed to go that far.
Hey, man, that's why I don't get on the show. The motherfucker called me, trying to lock me in, I get on the show. I don't get on the phone, dog. I ain't with all that shit, dog. I want to hurt a nigga's pocket. I ain't trying to hurt no motherfucker about the heart of their feelings, dude. I'm trying to hurt their motherfucking
right.
pockets, man.
I hear that.
Yes, sir.
Craig told me that shit, what, 5 years ago. I got into it at the track with somebody at the track. Really, man, we ain't coming to fight. We coming to hurt their motherfucking pocket, man. We ain't coming to do no motherfucking fight. We come hurt their motherfucking pocket. And that shit stuck in my brain, dude. The nigga stole him at the track, dude. He stole him at the track, dude. I want to fight, dude. The man stole him at the track in front of my wife, dude. I'm ready to fight. Drag to me, hey, man, we ain't coming to fight, man. We come here to goddamn go in their motherfucking pocket. And one of my sponsors told me, man, if you hit that man, I'm done fucking with you. I left it alone, Larry. I forgot who the fuck. Somebody stole him at the fucking track, Larry. I don't fuck stole him at the track, dude. The man stole him at the track on my wife, dude. I was heated, Larry. And Jazz grabbed me and Russell grabbed me. Hey, man, leave that shit alone, dude. When he come in the fight, he come in and hurt his nigga pocket. I forgot who the fuck that one stole on me. That man stole on me, man.
Oh, man.
Who the fuck that one stole on me? Who the fuck that one stole on me, man? That motherfucker stole on me, lad. Who the fuck that was? It was Tommy Gunn. Tommy Gunn stole on me at the track. It was Tommy Gunn.
Oh, okay.
It was Tommy Gunn. Yep. Stole me at the fucking track. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Rushing it in. I ain't with all that shit, man. We're going to race. I'm going to hurt your motherfucking pocket. I ain't coming to hit a game, bang. I'm coming to go in a nigga's pocket. I put the car together to hurt a nigga's pocket. Now they feeling. Yep.
Some
now that he stole on me, 30 minutes later, we walked up and hugged each other and left that shit alone.
Yeah.
Three Lug, I still got to get you that picture of Pac-Man that I showed you that time. That
I know. I got the text you sent me the other day. I got that text.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is my wife still out there?
Go ahead.
I'm listening, y'all. Shit, my wife brought me some text.
Woo. Hey, Three Lug, not trying to signify nothing. How your mom doing? I remember when I was where was we at? We was in Memphis and y'all she was cooking that catfish in there.
Yeah.
Boy,
I tried to get
her coming
up here for
Leroy
Ray this weekend coming up. But my nephew is graduating this weekend and she can't come.
Well, that was some of the best catfish I've ate in my life, man.
Yeah, hey, we was in, I had my white brother with me, billing them for midnight from Addison. We was in Hattiesburg. They never ate no catfish with bones in. They always eat filleted catfish, right? My mom made them up, eat that catfish with the bones in. Their mother said, ooh, ain't that a fish taste like this with bones in. They never ate no catfish with bones in. My mom made them eat it. She made them eat the cat with bones, and she just come in and eat fresh catfish. They loved that shit.
Your mom told me, who is you? I said, hey, I'm from the South Side. I said, but I know your son. I'm from the South Side. Oh, here you go then, son. Here you go.
Yep. Yeah. My old dude got that. Larry from down where Mama be at. Larry be down there, kid. They're in the same hometown.
Yeah, she's from Greensville, Mississippi.
Yeah, Larry. What's your auntie and my sister right behind each other, Larry? They both back door behind each other? Yeah, in Greensville, yep.
Yeah.
I said Memphis. I think we was all in Lima that time. I think we was all down there in Lima.
No, if I go down south, she come all the motherfucking track, boy. I just told them.
Oh, yeah. That's how it's supposed to be, man. It's supposed to sit there and have some fun and race and just enjoy everybody's company, enjoy the weekend, enjoy the event. I don't get to run out of town much, but when I do, I still have a ball.
Take it back, grab this back. I'm going to call y'all back, man. I got to call y'all back, man.
Hey, you gonna try to get D back? Yeah, hey Eddie, Big Ed.
Uncle Larry, did y'all have a topic tonight?
Yeah, we was talking about
Uncle
the race, and
Yeah, I got Big Marco here. Yeah, we had a topic tonight, man. We want them to get out. Yep. And when the tailgate dropped, the BS stopped. That's what I thought about. You know?
I like
we want
that.
Them guys.
I like that.
Yeah, come on in here. Come on in here and lay it down. And lay it down for yourself and as well for yourself, for the fans, too. You know, these fans have been waiting a long time, man, to have some good racing up here in Chicago for quite a few years now. And Brother Leroy, he want to give it to them. So, you know, we want them to come back and do what they do. You know?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm hoping there's some good participation, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly.
Looking forward to it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Do we have anybody else on the show want to chime in? And I hope y'all kind of forgive about the little chaos and stuff that we had, but that's just not what we do over here. We don't do that over here. You know, we want to talk about, we want y'all to come in and have some fun. We want y'all to come in and laugh, come in and speak your mind or whatever the case it is. But leave your families at home. Nobody, your mama and your daddy and your grandmama, I hope she died. I ain't having that over here. You know, and if it's like I'm wrong for it, then I'm going to tell y'all I'm sorry. You know, but that ain't what this is. That ain't what this is over here. Come in and lock in all the races you want. Come in and talk all the race talk and signify all that stuff. Y'all can do that. But that don't to that mama, daddy, and kids and all that stuff, somebody gonna get hurt. And I'm not gonna permit it to happen over this way. It's gotta happen somewhere else. And then you're supposed to respect the man that's laying a flow mat out for you to come in and enjoy yourself. You're not supposed to ignore him. And if somebody you don't do it on nobody else's show, and you're not gonna do it over here. That's just the bottom line. You know, so all you all that do understand, thanks, and all you all that don't, forgive for it. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't get a word in, Bob. I couldn't get one word in, period.
Hold on, man. You the host. Wait a minute. The host couldn't get – it was that rough?
Yeah, man, please. Hit it.
Yeah.
And Eddie tried to get a word in. Could you get a word in, Eddie?
Nope. It was on the same line, so you couldn't mute one and talk, and then you couldn't separate them, so.
Right.
What happened? Hey, what happened, Eddie? I'm back.
Yeah.
What happened, y'all?
We had a whole lot of mom and daddy squabbling stuff going on over here. We couldn't stop it. They disrespect the host. They didn't want the host to say nothing to them. They want to keep doing what they're doing, so they got to go. They had to go.
Who did that?
That was flopping preacher boy, man. They wouldn't stop. They wouldn't even let me say
nothing.
Damn,
I missed that flopping preacher boy?
Yeah, on this show. It wasn't on nobody else's show. On this one.
I ain't gonna say that it was real personal, Uncle Larry. It sounded extremely personal when I heard it.
It was extremely personal. So that's gotta go. That's gotta go to the streets. That ain't got no business on no racing show. So that's all it was. I mean, it ain't no biggie. I just don't like doing it. I don't like hanging people up. I don't like doing that. That's not my makeup. I like fellowshipping with people. Come in and have you some fun and lock your race in and do all that, but you leave your mamas and daddies and all that stuff, leave at the house. You know, not unless they want to come on the show. Now they want to come on the show, they more than welcome too. Well, but all that other stuff, man, that's crazy to me.
I
So I done it. They don't like it. See me.
Now, one time, Preacher Boy was on his own line. Then he got on line with D, and they were both on line with D.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping D would have hung one of them up, but.
It's too much. You know what? It's too much be going on. When a person know a person is going the wrong way, instead they hang them up and get them off the show. They just let them stay on the show and keep the show going. It's so easy just to stop something just by hanging them off of the mother take the phone.
I put them in the private room for a long time, and they still wouldn't stop.
It was in the private room for almost a half an hour.
I'd have hung them up.
Well, I did after that, Uncle Ashley, hung them up.
Yeah.
You don't have no control. You get them out of there. That's how you do that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
They don't hang them up and get them out of there.
I don't understand how him and Flop got into it. And the Three Lug and Preacher Boy were trying to lock in the race. And then all of a sudden you heard Flop. And that was it.
I missed that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I didn't want to eliminate one because they feel like I'm taking sides. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking sides with none of that garbage. Yeah. Leon.
Yeah, Leon.
You ain't got nobody locked in for the updates either.
No, I ain't. I'm gonna go back to my old ways. I see you in the chat, cause everybody waiting on events to go racing anyway. So I just wait till when we get there. We get there, we can put something together.
Okay. Yeah.
It's gonna be no fun. I ain't gonna drop it. It's gonna be no fun now because every time you look around, somebody getting into it. Always,
yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. What is all this getting into it for? All you got to do is go to lock in and race the race. That's all it is. It's just as simple.
Setting back and forth, eyes hurling, talking.
Well, how the hell two people that wasn't trying to race would like get into it, though? That's what I don't understand.
Right. I'm with you on that, Ed. Where did they get that from?
Wow. Yeah, well, that's all good. Yeah, for everybody that's on the show, y'all, we just wanted to get the word out, y'all. Y'all be there. Next Friday night and Saturday, Crosstalk Organization, the whole production is going to try to throw down and have it so that y'all can have all day racing. You'll still be able to do your little picnic, though, but you can do your picnicking up in the stands while you're watching. We're going to try to make this thing be a success and get it back into the Midwest where y'all can turn around and enjoy yourselves like y'all used to. And for the one that wasn't around that time, y'all come on and see what it's like.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Yes,
sir. I just left this big cruise site. They just had the big one over in La Porte, Indiana again tonight. Man, do you know I got a lot of white folks going to meet me at my house on Saturday morning. I tell them we get out here by 9 o'clock. Yeah, they coming. I said we all fit together. They going to get their tents and all that. We're going to fit together. We're going to barbecue. We're going to see some good races.
Oh, okay.
Well, now that I got a little break,
I see this one.
But now that I got a little break, I want to give a little shout out to DRC Dean, aka Lurch, and also give a shout out to Chicago Connection with Jim and
Billy.
Definitely Jim
and Adam.
And Adam. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Chicago Connection.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You.
Chicago Connection is a parts store for high performance parts.
Exactly.
DRC is a transmission shop. He rebuild transmissions and shit like that. Y'all sleepy ass. Man, y'all go to bed, man. Bye.
Hey, man, all we did was just spoke to the people and we shouted out to them. As far as what they done was concerned, you know we know about Connection, Bo. But I didn't know nothing about DIC. I didn't know nothing about them. But thanks anyway. Yep. Yes, indeed. So do we have anybody else that want to put their hand up? If not, we're going to get ready and shut it down. Okay.
Well, to my clock off buddies, I want to say good evening to you. If that's it, that's all.
We appreciate that, Brother Mark. Appreciate you showing up and showing out. No doubt about it.
And we're definitely looking forward to seeing everybody next week, man. Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody that can
get
make it.
Get them out the woodwork, Uncle Larry. Pull them out the woodwork,
yes,
goddamn. We want to see them all out there.
Come on with it. I'm all with it, bro. The brothers is putting this together to get y'all out there so y'all can enjoy yourself like it used to be, no doubt. So with that being said, I'm going to say God bless each and every one of you all that's on the show and the ones that ain't on the show. God bless y'all, too. Y'all continue to keep on keeping on. We'll be looking to hear from you all next week. Be looking to see y'all next week. That being said, take us out of here, Brother Eddie.